Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETFtrends.com. So check out the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Follow Tom directly at Tom Lydon and join me in saying, Tom Lydon, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Happy New Year, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund, ticker UUP.
UUP, the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund. So... is this one of those ones that you're really feeling bullish about the dollar right now, or is this one of those ones that, hey, we kind of need to take an educational detour?
I think it's a little bit of both, Chuck. You know, here we're in a situation where we started a new year, and as we look down the tunnel, a couple things seem to be fairly confident, is the Fed and the economy and U.S. stocks kind of pan out. I think we feel much more confident in the situation that we're in. And with that, that will affect our currency. So currency investing, fixed income investing, stock investing, all seem to have their own trends. But I think in this case, the trend seems to be fairly bullish for the U.S. dollar as we start 2014. So, you know, a couple things. We see Fed tapering is definitely something that's on the table. It will probably continue to roll out in the coming months. With that, global economies such as companies or countries in Europe and Japan are going to continue to promote monetary stimulus, which means that there are going to be more of their currencies out there. And as we pull back and start to taper, there'll be fewer dollars out there, which means that the value of the dollar will increase compared to other foreign currencies. So here's an instance where the PowerShares bullish dollar index or ETF has a way of allowing you to appreciate assets or your investment compared to a basket of foreign currencies. You don't have to actually go in and say, well, is the dollar going to appreciate versus the yen, or is the dollar going to appreciate versus the euro? You don't have to be that savvy, but if you feel that overall the economic and market conditions are pretty favorable for the dollar compared to foreign currencies, here's a great investment to consider.
And how do you allocate for this one? Because this kind of is an interesting proposition in terms of what space it occupies in your portfolio and how much you're willing to let it run to.
Well, that's one of the big questions as well, because really, where's the risk? If global markets continue to advance from an equity standpoint and U.S. markets continue to advance, we also know what interest rates can do to a fixed income portfolio. Well, how do I factor that whole thing in? Really what happens is if we happen to see global markets appreciate, but their currencies actually decline versus the value of the dollar, the purchasing power of those global investments can actually decline a bit, even though the equity positions could advance. So it's a way to hedge your foreign allocations, and I think this is another period of time when it's great to look at your global equity allocations, the percentage invested U.S. versus outside the U.S., and for that position that you have outside the U.S., if it's not hedged to the currency, here's a way to hedge to some degree, okay? Now, we're starting to get a little bit complicated here.
And yes, we
most
are.
Most importantly, we want to keep things simple. But I would say this, that if you've got a certain amount of money in fixed income, and you are under-allocated as far as a foreign equity allocation, this is what I would do. I would take 5% of my fixed income allocation and allocate it towards the dollar as opposed to taking that money and putting it into equities. It's a way to hedge your portfolio overall, and you can follow this on its 200-day average. As long as we continue to see an appreciation of the dollar, UUP will remain above its 200-day average.
So 5% of a portfolio coming from the equity side, moving that money to the fixed income side, and you talked about how you're sort of using it as a bit of an international play. So is it really coming from your international equity side?
No, this would come from your fixed income side because two things. There are going to be challenges in the fixed income market that will continue in 2014. I would say pare down your fixed income allocation by 5% and move that over to UUP as long as we continue to see equity markets from a global standpoint continue to rise and the dollar continue to rise.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a different strategy where you're intermingling your equity and your fixed income allocation to an area that really is currency based and really could make a good move for overall hedging of your portfolio.
So there I was just a little bit confused, and that probably has more to do with the fact that I'm fighting this cold. Yeah, but my brain will get over it, and I think investors will find it's a very, very interesting strategy. It is the ETF of the week, the PowerShares DB U.S. Dollar Index Bullish Fund. UUP is the ticker, and of course, it comes from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com, where they've got lots of information, not just on the ETF of the week, but on all things ETF related. Tom, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Feel better.
Thank you. The big interview is next on the Thursday edition of Money Life, so stick around. We've got much more money living to do right after this message.